In this week's Best magazine, there's a relaxation CD worth £2 absolutely free. You can read Coronation Street star Zoe's real-life family dilemma and find out how to give your suit a new look for every day of the week. There's also a mouth-watering recipe for an authentic Greek dish and your chance to win a fabulous holiday for two on the exotic Sunshine Island of Corfu. Only this week in Best, when only the best is good enough and only 60p. Get Best. It's out now. Fly to the Caribbean in the winter with Bath Travel and enjoy Fred Olsen's small ship hospitality on the Braemar for 2 week cruises flying from Bournemouth. With prices now starting at £995, why stay at home? Next winter, save up to 35% when you fly to Cuba or the Caribbean. Bath Travel offers savings on all Fred Olsen cruises and provide door-to-door taxi transfers. Getting away from it all has never been so inviting. Call Bath Travel today. When you're out looking for some of the new season's red and white seedless grapes, there are a few things you should look out for. They should have an even, unblemished colour, nice tight bunching on the stem, and they should be firm but not hard. In fact, what you're really looking for is the label that says Cape. Then you know you're getting absolutely tip-top seedless grapes just bursting with juice and flavour. For the finest fruit, look for the label that says Cape.
I gave up for my birthday. I thought it was the best birthday present I could give myself. So I didn't want to get horrible kind of illnesses and stuff, so I stopped smoking. Now I thought I'd save a bit of money, get myself a bit healthier. Nice birthday present. Didn't want to have any more coughing, and I've never smoked a ciggy since.
Quit smoking for life. To find out how, phone the Quit Line on 0800 002200. 70 miles north at Mutianyu, you encounter a very different form of ancestral legacy. 2,000 years after it was built, nothing has yet made a bigger mark on the world's surface than the Great Wall. This is China's long, sinuous spine, its vertebra resting on the hills.
Smooth classical sounds on Classic FM. Two hours of great classical music to help you take it easy. Tonight at 12 on Classic FM.
A coffee was served. Larry sat back in his chair with a sigh. "That was a passable meal," he said generously. "What do you think of this place, Mother?"
"Well, the food's all right, dear," said Mother, refusing to commit herself.
"They seem a helpful crowd," Larry went on. "The manager himself shifted my bed nearer the window."
"He wasn't very helpful when I asked for paper," said Leslie.
"Paper?" asked Mother. "What did you want paper for?"
"For the lavatory. There wasn't any in there," explained Leslie.
"Shh, not at the table," whispered Mother.
"You obviously don't look," said Margot in a clear and penetrating voice. "They've got a little box full by the pan."
"Margot, dear," exclaimed Mother, horrified.
"What's the matter? Didn't you see the little box?" Larry gave a snort of laughter. "Owing to the somewhat eccentric plumbing system of the town," he explained to Margot kindly, "that little box is provided for the debris, as it were, when you finished communing with nature." Margot's face turned scarlet with a mixture of embarrassment and disgust.
You mean, that was... My God! I might have caught some foul disease!" she wailed, and, bursting into tears, fled from the dining room.
"Most insanitary," said Mother severely. "It really is a disgusting way to do things. Quite apart from the mistakes one can make, I should think there's a danger of getting typhoid."